Yeah, I too am thankful this morning that the Lord is our friend, a faithful friend. I'd like to write the title of the message on the board this morning. Today is the Sunday, the last Sunday before Christmas, which is the day that we recognize, especially recognize, our Savior Jesus. And I'm especially inspired this morning with the account in Luke that we heard quite a bit from this morning in Sunday school. And I would ask you this morning to join me in going back in time as best as you're able, and try to put ourselves on the side of that hill with the shepherds. And maybe move on down into the stable where Mary and Joseph and Jesus was born. Maybe we could draw our minds in and try to go back a little bit. I know we've heard this story before. Let's try to listen to it as if maybe it's the first time we'd ever heard it. And hang on these words, and maybe there'll be something we get out of it that we haven't gotten before. It said, "And it came to pass," in the second chapter of Luke, in the first verse, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Wouldn't you like to have been there that night on the side of that hill when the angel came and brought forth that news? And then when the news was brought forth, all of a sudden it said a heavenly host, it said a multitude. There was a multitude in the heaven praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Quite a story, isn't it? Did you have a manger scene in your house growing up when you were a child? Do you remember as a child perhaps being transfixed as you gazed at the scene that was before you, maybe with a little bit of awe? Maybe you had a few lights around it. Maybe the lights in your living room were dimmed, and you're a small child and you're looking transfixed by that manger scene. The sheep that were there, you look at those little animals sitting there looking the way ours were. They looked towards inside the stable. Almost looked like they could come to life. Looked over there at the cows in the little manger scene, and our cows looked really peaceful. Just looked so peaceful and accommodating. Look back over there, and there the shepherds were. The shepherds were standing there in reverence in the manger scene. And I remember looking at the wise men. Now the wise men and the shepherds didn't show up at the same time, but a lot of the manger scenes depict the wise men that were there. And I remember as a child looking at the wise men, they seemed, I don't know, exotic. And I wondered about them. And I'd heard the verse, you know, probably my mother taught me the verse to say in Sunday school. In fact, I believe I remember saying it, that they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, as a little guy, I kind of had a concept, not a literal understanding of what gold was, but I had a little bit of a concept what gold was. But I struggled a little bit with frankincense and myrrh, but it must have been special. If the wise men were coming all of that way to present gifts to the Christ child, the frankincense and the myrrh must have been right up there with the gold. And I remember looking at the wise men, and the men stood there, and they all held their gifts. And then I'd look at the star. Do you remember the star? Did your manger scene, does it have a star? Maybe a little light that lights up the star that was above the stable. Did you ever wonder how far away the star was from the stable? I always used to wonder that as a child. I'd hear that they followed the star. And then when they found the star, now this was the way I grew up thinking about it, they followed the star, and when they got right underneath the star, then there was the stable. And they knew exactly where Jesus was because they followed the star. And we'd have a little star on our manger scene, and I'd be transfixed with the star, just wondering about how all of that took place. And then of course Mary and Joseph were there, and they looked so godly, and they looked righteous and pure and at peace, and something about them just captured my attention. And then of course the hay. Our hay was clean. The little picture of it. Everything just seemed right. And I remember there was something just calm and reassuring about and captivating about the whole manger scene. But in the end, it was the baby that made the difference. In the end, it was the baby. It's what made Jesus, the Christ child, the little baby that was in the manger. That's what it was all about, and that's what made the scene what it was. If you took the baby Jesus out of the scene, and you just had the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and the cows and the sheep and some shepherd and some men that had traveled afar, that whole scene would have lost the relevance that it has for us today. It was Jesus. It was Jesus that made the difference in this story. And it's always been that way. Without Jesus, that scene would have just been another snapshot in a point of time that perhaps was fondly remembered, but passed away. But this picture, this scene, it is still alive and it still captivates and it still stirs hearts because of Jesus. Because Jesus this morning, folks, is still alive. Jesus made the difference. He still makes the difference in our lives. The one that was willing to leave His exalted place in heaven and come down and be willing to be born in a stable, a manger, that He might bring life to a people that were otherwise lost and undone and without hope. And when we were lost, and when we were undone, and when there was no hope, Jesus Christ stepped up and answered the call. Oh, how many times, how many instances could we remember this morning where we might say, I would have been without hope but because of Jesus. But for Jesus, I was without hope. Except for Jesus, I would have been lost in sin. Except for Jesus, I would have been overwhelmed by grief. But for Jesus, my well would have run dry. Except for Jesus. And as I stand before you this morning, needy, so needy before God, so human this morning, Jesus Christ brought a gift unmatched. Jesus Christ brought us a gift that perfectly meets the need of every single one of us. A gift of hope. A gift of life. A gift of love that all of us are so very much in need of today. It was that baby in a manger that was willing to come in the likeness of a man. It was God Himself that came in the form of a man that was willing to become a servant to the very ones that He created. Jesus Christ was willing to become obedient to death. The Scripture says, even the death of the cross, that He might carry a load that I can't carry. Jesus Christ came to carry the loads this morning that perhaps you are carrying that you want to unload. Jesus Christ said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Do you feel a burden today? Are you carrying a load this morning? We live in a troubled world. We live in a time where it seems like people are carrying heavier and heavier loads, and it feels like that so much ahead of us is uncertain. And I want to encourage you this morning that Jesus Christ came to bring certainty. Jesus Christ came to help carry the very loads that you may be carrying this morning. And the story of Jesus did not end in death. And that is why this story is still alive, because Jesus came out of the grave victorious. Jesus came out of that tomb triumphant. Jesus came out of that tomb living with abundant life inspired and given by God in heaven. And He came to bring me and He came to bring you life and forgiveness. And not only did He come to bring us forgiveness, but Jesus Christ came to touch every area of your life today that perhaps you are suffering with, areas that you are carrying loads in and around, situations that are bigger than you are. Jesus Christ came down from heaven, was born as a Christ child. He came and He taught and brought the wonderful plan of salvation, brought the gospel. Then He was willing to die on the cross to forgive sins that we have in our lives, that there was nothing that we had to pay for. He bore stripes on His back for our healing, both physical and spiritual healing. He came with love. And He wants to help us listen to Jesus declare His mission in the fourth chapter of Luke. One of my favorite passages. It said, "And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up. And as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." And I want to pause there for a moment and ask you once again to put yourself in the synagogue that day. Did you know the people were looking for the Messiah? They had read about the Messiah, the law, and the prophets. There were those that would go to the synagogue and they would open the book of Isaiah and they would read through what it said, and they knew that somewhere out there was the promise of the Messiah that would come to bring them salvation. And this had been going on for a long time. And then this day, oh, just think about it. If you were in the synagogue sitting there that day and it came time for the one to read out of the book of Scripture, and it was that there were those that would stand and come and they would read, and on that particular day when all were sitting down and it came time to read from the Word of God, think about sitting there that day when Jesus Christ Himself stood up from where He was sitting. Do you think it would have sent a feeling down through your body when Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, got up from where He was sitting and walked to the front? And it said there was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, this is Jesus opening the book, it said Jesus found the place in the book of Isaiah where it was written. Listen to what Jesus Himself read to those that were in attendance. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And He closed the book, and He gave it again to the minister, and He sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. Can you imagine what that must have been like that day when the Son of God fulfilled the very prophecy that had been written hundreds of years before. And that day, the prophecy, he said that the Scripture, this day, is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. And that very day, the Scripture indeed was fulfilled. And the one that was sent from heaven came down anointed by the Spirit of the Lord to preach the gospel to the rich? No. Said he came to preach the gospel to the poor. Have you ever felt poor this morning? You ever felt in need? You feel places in your life where you are without? Don't we feel that many times in life? Don't we get up from bed sometimes and face the day and feel like we are without what it is that we need to go forward? Jesus Christ was sent to come with a message to bring us that had everything to do with bringing deliverance to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Have you been brokenhearted? Has your heart been broken? Been in a place where you can't imagine how it can ever be put back together again? I want to bring you good news this morning and bring you hope. Jesus Christ came to help heal the brokenhearted, as only Jesus can heal. I can't. Other people can't. But Jesus Christ wants to be one that we can turn to and find healing in what He has brought to us. To preach deliverance to the captives. Have you ever felt in captivity? Have you ever felt bound to something? Have you ever felt like that there were things in life that held you in, that had control over you, that you were not able to be loosed from? Did you know, I think that that is a reality of life, that we go through life and we find ourselves in places where we are captive to things in life. They can be hurts. We can be hurt. We can be captive to hurts and bitterness. We can be captive with a lack of self-confidence and feeling like we can't face the world. We can be in captivity to all kinds of different addictions that are in the world that are offered to us. So many things. Sin can hold us in captivity with chains that feel like can never be broken. That is why Jesus Christ came, to set free those that are in captivity, and recovering of sight to the blind. Oh, you know, sometimes our vision can be dimmed. We're not able to see. We're not able to have a vision of what perhaps God has for us. And the Lord came to anoint our eyes with the eye salve of the Holy Spirit, that the blindness that we experience that is limiting us in life, Jesus Christ came to bring us something special, something to bring deliverance and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Have you ever felt bruised? I'm sure that every single one of us here this morning have been bruised, perhaps are carrying bruises even today. That's life too. Jesus wants to help us with those places in life where we are bruised. Places that are tender. Places that hurt. Jesus Christ came to bring a gospel to the poor and to the brokenhearted and to the captives and to the blind and to the bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the scripture says today is the day of salvation. Today, congregants, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that Jesus Christ wants to do something special for you. If you find yourself in any of these places, this is an accepted day that Jesus wants to do something special for you in your life. This same Spirit, this same Jesus stands ready to pour out for you living water. Water to quench the thirst of your soul. Water to quench that yearning of your heart that desires something that it has not yet experienced. The Lord wants to provide water to cleanse the hurting places in our lives. And as we reflect on the meaning of Christmas today, the meaning of the baby that was in the manger, may we look to Jesus as the author and finisher of not just everybody else's faith, but that this morning we can look to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. And the scripture said, who for the joy that was set before him, the joy that he saw in reconciliation, that there was a people that were out there that were poor and brokenhearted and in captivity and blind and bruised and in sin. And Jesus saw a way, a joy that was on the other side of the cross, that if he were to give himself and submit himself to death by the cross, that there would be deliverance for all of these needy people, which includes all of us here this morning. And the Lord saw that joy on the other side of the cross. So it said he endured the cross and he despised the shame that was associated with being crucified. And now he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for me and for every single one of you that are here today. Because he knows that we fall into one or more of these buckets. And so the Lord did that for us. And I believe it's why the psalmist could say with such confidence in the 118th Psalm, in the 5th verse, he said, out of my distress I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? This morning, the Lord now calls us too, as his disciples, as his people, as his children, that we too would capture a vision of the joy that is on the other side of our cross, that we might be able to go into the world that is full of needy and hurting people, and that we might be able to share the beautiful gospel story of salvation, that they too may be able to experience the free gift that Jesus has made available. Oh, I know. There are so many complications. There's so many reasons. There's mountains. There's life circumstances that take on an exaggerated appearance of having overwhelming, oppressive strength and power over people, where it may seem like there is no way out. But the message this morning is that, but because of Jesus, but for Jesus, yes, we would be lost. But because of Jesus, we can experience this morning abundant life. We can experience living water that flows from the inside of our hearts. It can be more than a presentation. It can be more than a form. It can be more than a pasted on smile. Jesus Christ brought to us a salvation plan that can get all the way down into our hearts. And so this morning, as we think about Jesus, let's lift up our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to the one who came down and was willing to be born in a lowly place, who was willing to bring the gospel message of hope to everyone that would believe, who was willing to die on the cross and rise again that He might bring to us a resurrection of life. I want to be thankful to the Lord this morning. Let's be encouraged this morning with the story of Christmas, with the Christ child, with all that it represents, with the gospel message of hope that was brought not just to those shepherds, not just to the people in the immediate time frame of Jesus Christ, but was brought to reach me and you even today, that we might find life, yea, more abundant life. Maybe this morning we could stand and let's sing that song, Lord, You Are Worthy. May God bless each one of you this morning is my prayer. I believe that song is in the blue book. If somebody has that, I think it's on the back cover.